Press the button, my friend. Send me back into time.
One, two, three.
It's a new day.
Oh, it can't be.
Our feature presentation.
Week the balls. 2012.
Godhead or what? Gotta be back in time.
No.
Okay. We're kind of discombobulated here because Kevin and Bean were off the last 2 weeks of the year. So what we have is the last week they were on. That was December 13 to 15, 2010. Oh, hold on. We're doing some remodeling here. It's kind of dusty. Oh, excuse me. Now, of course, everybody knows that's Bean's sneeze. And it's kind of kismet because he sneezed on the new show on Cup of Tea. And he happened to sneeze that week. So I'm just going to play it in context. That's always funny to me, especially the reactions.
But there's a new show on Showtime with William H. Macy.
Yes, debuting next month, right?
Yeah, and they showed a preview of that.
Oh.
They've been showing previews of that for 8 months.
I know, but it looks really good.
Drives me crazy. It's marketing.
Sorry.
Sorry. That's what
you,
I always think.
God damn you.
I can't help it.
He has to be kidding.
Yeah, they always thought he was kidding, but his sneeze. So let's go. I happen to have the one from A Cup of Tea. It was Cup of Tea 180. Let's see how it sounds these days. If it's improved, stayed the same, what?
I'm going to sneeze in a minute, by the way, if you were excited about that.
Oh! Yes! Best day ever! Snow and a sneeze. That's the name of my autobiography.
So I think that was Allie's Christmas present. She really liked that, didn't she? let's hear that again. They did one of my favorite bits. That's where Ralph is pitching Hollywood Babylon. He had just moved to the John Lovitz Theater, and they were doing it there. And this was kind of funny. It was the last show of the year. They're kind of going off the rails, and that's one of the things I love.
Come see me and Kevin Smith this Friday, won't you? Universal City Walk, John Lovitz Comedy Club. We're doing our Hollywood Babylon show. And then we're also doing a show on New Year's Eve. We're taking Christmas Eve off, but you can come join us. Hollywood Babylon with me and Kevin Smith. Go to babylonralph.com for details and to buy tickets. We'd love to see you there because, well, without you, there's not much of a show.
No!
It's just two sweaty fat dudes talking about movies without
you.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Why don't you come out, Kevin? Why don't you come? Why don't you come out? I think you'd like it. Why don't you come out?
Yeah, I'll be there.
No.
What time?
Your mouth says yes, but your fingers say no.
What time?
Nope.
I'll be there.
Time no!
No way. Not ever.
Tim Conway, 77 years old today as we look at celebrity birthdays. Don Johnson.
No.
Don Johnson, 61. Stuart Townsend, former significant other of Charlize Theron, also movie star of Queen of the Damned and other feature films like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. He's 38 years old.
He's bartending at the comedy club, isn't he, Ralph?
Yes.
Oh, my God, no way.
Adam Brody is 31 years old today.
That is no way to live.
And Flo Rida celebrates his 30th birthday
today. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It is his birthday.
No.
You can't deny it's his birthday.
No. Hell
you
got to
take that up with Flo.
No. No.
It's his birthday. It says it right here.
Lisa! No! No way!
Lisa wasn't even, she had nothing to do with it.
Why did that happen?
No!
Audio clearance?
No!
Some sort of end of year clearance?
Just clearing stuff out.
Everything must go.
Everything must go?
Yep.
No.
I'm Ralph Garman.
No.
I walk the...
I'm out.
Showbiz beat.
Mostly I played that because I would say half of those no clips came from me. I sent those to Bean.
I'm sad he didn't do like I walked the no biz beat.
Oh, what a great idea. That's going to be the name of this episode. So they were doing the top 10s, top 10 intros, top 10 drops, top 10 moments with. They started off by doing the top 10 songs by Omar, which we all love. So I didn't bring all 10. I'm going to bring the ones that were my favorites.
Nice.
Ask a cop, don't get shot. Please don't bust me for my pot. No,
no, oh, oh, oh. No, oh, oh.
Ask a cop.
And then another one.
So you want to see Jackass?
Jackass.
Then answer Jack for movie pass. If you don't guess Jack, you're a fool.
If you answer Jack, then you'll be cool. Jackety Jack.
The answer is Jack.
Nice.
That's my personal favorite of the year. I don't think they had it as the top one. And what really surprised me, I went back through my clips, and they didn't even play this one when they did his top 10 drops. And it was my favorite probably of the year, maybe ever.
Oh, where you want to go see Depeche Mode on Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Depeche Alamo, Depeche Alamo.
Joe Pesci's gonna ask you questions about ice cream.
Depeche Alamo, Depeche Alamo.
Oh, when you think we can't get any worse, we do stuff like this.
Depeche Alamo, Depeche Alamo.
Wow.
Omar doing top flight work as always. Okay, now on the internet roundup, I've often said that 2010 had the best internet roundups. Just incredible stuff. It was just a coincidence that that's the year I listened to. So I'm just going to start at the top. Let's go to number 10.
Number 10 is the best cry ever.
Oh, I love this guy so much.
I know, and it's so it's so bizarre because they did auto-tune it, which made it great. But it's from an A&E show called Intervention.
I mean, it's really sad.
It is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to tell their dad that they still love him, and he's got a problem. And then he breaks out into this bizarre animal-like cry. But you add auto-tune to it, it's great. It's very funny.
I still love you. No!
Yeah, so that's the background on that one. It was some rehab show. I remember Lindsay is a fan of that one. She told me to keep an eye out for it. So there it is. That's where it came from, and it was from 2010.
Oh, hell yeah.
Next was number 9.
The dude that was out in front, what's the name, Bear or something?
Oh, yeah.
Bear, yeah, out in front of his cabin. He saw a double rainbow. He was way too excited about it. And then there was the Gregory Brothers did their auto-tune version of it.
Oh, my God, it's so hard. I can't even capture it on my camera. Double rainbow.
I love how the originals aren't what we love. We love the remixes.
Yeah, double rainbow guy. I believe he came on the show. I don't know why I never brought this up before. It must have just slipped through the cracks. But yeah, he was a very interesting guy. He lived out in the woods, and he was very excited about a double rainbow. Or number 8.
He's healing somebody's hip, and he says bam a lot. And we didn't edit it. We didn't make it longer. We didn't extend it. This is real.
A brand new hip. Bam, 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 bam.
A little repetitive. He was a faith healer, and he was trying to give someone a new hit.
Didn't they mix that in with a boxing bam guy at some point?
Yeah, that was Bang Bang, yeah. I think that was Jim Lampley, and they did that. It was Bam Bam and Bang Bang. This one was a very catchy one, another auto-tune.
Convenience store was being robbed, and a woman was being interviewed afterwards, and she was explaining that her daddy taught her well how to get out of a situation like that, because it was being robbed, and she was just backing up and backing up. And then, of course, there was a song made by the Gregory Brothers.
Backing up, backing up, backing up, backing up. My daddy taught me good, and I think maybe I should thank the light. Oh, my daddy taught me good.
Yeah, so the auto-tunes and the remixes were... I think they were coming into their own in 2010. This one, they used these clips for years and years. This was Tito Rick. I think this was Psycho Mike's hero.
This is our number 6, Tito Rick. He's got to be 70. He's a retiree from Arizona, but he goes to these hedonism clubs,
yeah.
So that he can, you know, rip and tear.
What brings you to hedonism that many times?
The wild women, the wild women, the ripping and the tearing, the ripping and the tearing.
That one's always funny to me. But don't watch the video. Very disturbing.
Well, why? What happened in the video?
Because you see the guy. You don't need to see that.
He does like a dance. And I think that's what, when Psycho Mike was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars, like he looked at his partner and was like, should I do it? And his partner said yes. And then he like did it as the credits were rolling. It's like a pelvic thrust type of thing.
It's very disturbing. Because he's like this old guy and he's like super tan and he's wearing a Speedo. Oh. Why'd you do that to me, Christopher?
What was he doing? He was wearing a what?
I didn't get that part.
Oh, okay.
No, I saw that for a bit or something.
No, I saw that video and I just wanted to like keep bugging Edwin.
Oh, now that'll be in my mind all night.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly why.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Christopher. That was very thoughtful. Okay, next up, number five.
Liam Lynch comes in at number five with drinking out of cups. This is older, but we just kind of discovered it. It's like 4 or 5 years old, but we just kind of discovered it. And it's just one of his friends that's making comments on TV shows that he's watching, and he put some animation to it.
Yeah, right. Well, this guy thinks he's Captain Knots. Thinks he's Captain Tying Knots. When everyone needs some knots tied, they go to him. Bullshit.
Yeah, they got a lot of drops out of that one guy, and that's where it started. Because we always forget, where do these things come from? Number four, another one that they used for years.
Internet Roundup videos of the year, we're up to number four.
Wow. I can't believe that's only number four. I know.
I gotta say, that's probably the one we've played the most on the radio over the last year, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Interesting thing, I've been watching the Beatles documentary. And a lot of times they'll just be strumming and they have like one verse and they're doing a chacarone. They're just kind of blah, blah, blah. So I guess it's kind of common in music. Christopher, you can speak to this.
Yeah, there's a lot of blah, blah, blah in music. A lot of like no making idea. Stuff
I thought
up.
Chacarone invented it.
Nothing as catchy as chacarone, though, no. Typically.
Now, like I said, I think 2010 was the best for viral video. So here's our top three. Just listen to this top three. I challenge anyone out there to beat that.
You're doing commercials for Winnebago's and screwing it all up, and he can't remember the lines. And
I can't even read the VO straight.
What the was that?
We got flies all over the place.
Son of a bitch. Get out of here, you flies.
Winnebago, man. They even had him on. He's quite a character. Okay, now, this might have been my number one.
Number two, Victor Fuentes, 911 call.
Oh, Victor.
Hello.
Oh, hell, too much information and man.
I'm trying to remember. I should have went back to my notes, but I think maybe one of our first shows of the year was when Victor Fuentes happened. And I was very happy. I'm like, oh, I got tons of content just on Victor Fuentes.
So
they tried to find him and they never could. I don't know if he's a real guy. Someone said it was a put on. I don't know, but it's great. Great content, great funny drops.
Lindsay wants to see if she can guess the top one.
Okay.
Is it Rapist in Linkin Park?
You got it.
Yes!
When I saw the list, I'm like, Lindsay is going to be so happy because I know this is your favorite. So, yes, Antoine Dodson.
One at the top. What is it? It's the remix by the Gregory Brothers of Antoine Dodson.
Yeah.
He's slamming your windows. He's making your people walk. Trying to break them so you need to hide your kids. Hide your wife. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. They had your uncle. Because they're raping everybody out here. We got your t-shirts and the left fingerprints. And oh, you are so dumb. You are really dumb. So dumb. So dumb. So dumb. He's slamming your windows. He's smashing your people up. Trying to break them so you need to hide your kids. Hide your wife. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. They had your uncle. Because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess. We're looking for you. We gon' find you. We gon' find you. So you can run and tell that. Run and tell that. Run and tell that. Homeboy, homeboy, homeboy.
Come on.
That's so great.
Could be my favorite song of 2010 in addition, by the way, to be the best internet roundup. KevinandBean.com.
So they agree with you, Lindsay. That was their top choice. Very catchy remix, I will say that. Yeah, it's amazing how they can really get people like on tune and they can make a song out of those viral videos. Okay, these are kind of longish, but I'm just going to power into them. They have the top drops of the year and top moments with.
Number 10 on the list this year, our old friend, Listener Doto, the international man of mystery, who is just a gem every time we have him on the phone. He apologized to us repeatedly about something, I don't know what, and we fell in love with this soundbite.
I'm sorry.
That was Doto at number 10. Number nine, well, it's Charles Barkley with a question that we've asked hundreds of times on the air this year.
How's Taco Bell going to make money off of that?
I never get enough of that. Our friend Lewis Black is at number 8. He weighed in with, I think, an important word about technology.
If you're Twittering,
you. And we had, because Twitter exploded so big this year, we had a lot of occasion to bring Lewis Black into the conversation with that. Number seven, Kevin, I know you're going to be very depressed to know that tomorrow night is Larry King's last night.
Oh, don't tell me that. He's just now CNN. Getting super crazy.
Yeah.
He is starting to get crazy. He's starting to get sloppy. He's starting to do things that he never would have done back when he wanted to be taken seriously.
Oh.
But number seven of our sound bites of 2010 is Larry King as the unlikely musical superstar that he is.
Poker face. Poker face. Mmm. 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 Poker face. Poker face. Mmm. 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 Mmm.
What's the mumma mumma? What is that?
I guess he's trying to copy what Lady Gaga does in her song, but I don't know what it is. It doesn't sound like that.
Wow.
I know that. Number six, and I hate to bring this one to you. I'm actually personally very depressed about it, but there's no way we could get away from including this in our top 10 sound bites of the year. This was a comment that was left on the Afro line. We didn't start it, but we could not stop it. Hundreds of times listeners called and ended their Afro line calls with this.
With doo-doo on it.
Now, I don't know how that got started. I don't know why. I know I hated it from day one.
You know what happened, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, is that guy called every day for months. And Omar, who goes through those, would just delete, delete, delete. And then at some point, he was fascinated by the fact that the guy didn't give up. And he just kept
such commitment.
Right. So then he started.
It turned for Omar.
Then he started saving each one. And then finally he came to us. He said, I got about a month of this guy. It was the most bizarre thing.
Yeah, that was funny. I remember when that happened. And, you know, he's like me. We don't like the poo-poo jokes. But Omar, I guess he had to tip his hat to the guy for sticking with it. He just called every day and did one of those jokes. And finally he got on. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Some drops come from the Afro line. Like, oh my God, it's raining, I think was an Afro line call.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pick it up from there.
But then when all the listeners started piling on, and they all started doing it.
That's when it got good.
I hated it so much.
I know. That's why it was good.
That was number six. Now, number five is interesting because this turned into a nationwide catchphrase. This is something that Ralph Garman started during his show, Bisbee, that became so popular that got him cast in a television show.
Let's pause. Do you guys know what this is?
Sharknado? No! How dare you? Is it Damn You, Sharktopus?
Damn you, Sharktopus.
Thank you.
That aired around the world called Sharktopus. So it went from being something that he said on our show to something that he said on the TV that's something that he'll, you know, he'll say on the home video as long as you own it. And, of course, it was,
damn you, Sharktopus!
I mean, it was almost just a goof when he started it, you know? And then the next thing you know, he gets cast in the movie and he gets killed by the Sharktopus. But that's Damn You, Sharktopus, number five. All right, number four. I think if Psycho Mike were making this list, this would have been the number one.
Oh, yeah.
From the trailer of a movie that hasn't been made yet,
we're
praying for at the end of next November.
Thanksgiving! Thanksgiving! White meat, dark meat, all will be carved. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
You're right.
Hey!
Was that Robert Rodriguez, right? He did the trailers for like mariachi and not mariachi. It was...
Machete!
Machete, that's right. And they were begging him, please make the Thanksgiving movie. I don't think he ever did he?
I thought it was Eli Roth. I'm pretty sure it was Eli Roth.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Eli Roth.
Because they interviewed Eli Roth like years later and were like, hey, so that Thanksgiving movie, like, can we have that already? And he's like, I'm working on it.
It was the Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez Grindhouse movie. And Eli Roth did some of the trailers in the middle. And that was it.
And they ended up making some of the trailers like...
we'll be carved.
Thanksgiving.
So, yeah, they never got their Thanksgiving. So, okay, let's resume.
Dark meat. All will be carved.
Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is going to be the best.
You'll come home in a body bag.
In a body bag. Hey, they made the machete movie. I'm sure they're going to make the Thanksgiving movie, right?
I hope so.
Number three, and I had a lot of trouble choosing because Mel Gibson just exploded onto our radio show this year. And we almost, I mean, for a couple of months there, Mel Gibson had a comment about everything.
Remember every single day there was new tape
for
weeks. Yeah. And minutes and minutes and minutes of new tape. But I think if I had to sum up the phenomena of Mel Gibson screaming at Oksana, his baby mama, on the phone with just one soundbite, it would be this one coming in at number three.
Just smile and me, because I just
I kind of like the one he said, like, that's provocative. That was another funny one. And what was the other one? They got so many clips out of Mel Gibson.
Number two, best Kevin Bean sound bites of 2010. This one started out as just a hilarious internet video that we were many years late to finding about. And then we couldn't stop playing it.
Christopher.
Is that the not my chair, not my problem?
That's right. Because we were wondering what's the background. So now they'll give us the background, so at least we'll know it.
Ralph introduced a song from the new Michael Jackson album, or anytime we said, hey, did you hear there's a new Linkin Park song? Instead of hearing that, what you heard instead was Shaka Road. And I never got tired of it.
Okay, we were totally wrong. Take a shot, we were totally wrong.
We were not totally wrong.
Christopher threw me off.
You're totally right, Christopher. That was the not my chair, not my problem. And did you hear all that background about it?
Okay, that might be coming up. I hope it's coming up.
That's just funny because he's like, you got it right. And I'm like, huh?
How, though?
I don't know.
Okay. Those of you that don't know, I mean, the dude was just, that was a placeholder because he hadn't written any lyrics yet.
Yeah.
And then his friends thought it was funny, so they just left it. And it's awesome, right?
Yeah.
All right, so that's 10 through 2. There's no drama. There's no excitement. Come there's no now. Question what the number one soundbite of 2010 is. It's, I think, the honestly, Kevin, I think when you die, it's going to be on your gravestone.
Well, I hope I don't, not.
I don't know how it can't be, but the listeners have embraced it, as have we. And by the way,
what did you do?
Exactly.
Yeah. Wait, am I actually right or?
Well, let's find out.
Okay. None of us even noticed when you said it. I mean, it didn't even catch our eye. We didn't even turn it into a moment with or anything. It was just Kevin being Kevin.
Yeah.
And I think you know what it is.
Yeah. What did you do?
What did you do?
Yeah.
What did you do? Which, by the way, happened months and months and months ago. Still so popular that we had guys showing up, what was it, at the Miss Double December
party
a couple weeks ago, wearing Kevin, what did you do, t-shirts.
Yeah, homemade ones, yeah.
Homemade t-shirts.
Yeah.
I can't explain it. I
don't think I was drunk at the time, but I do believe that alcohol has damaged my ability to speak permanently.
I think it did sum you up in 2010, though. It showed you how far you've fallen.
The funny thing about listening to the shows, old shows, is that I just came across that while listening. And I'm like, wait, that's what you do. And they were right. No one noticed it. And I think the next day Omar brought it back and said, hey, you guys missed this. So they were so used to Kevin that it didn't even faze them. Okay, that brings us to the top 10 moments with in 2010.
Kevin starts things off with number 10. This is a great one because it's a simple man trying to express a very complex idea.
Can I just ask one question before we start? Are they all me?
No.
Is this terrorist situations?
No. Is it the outside office, not the inside one?
Those could all be true, but they're not.
Damn it.
On the list, but right. I think people are going to be surprised with the results. This is a Kevin with multi-syllabic words. It always goes well.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
With a brand new album.
It's kind of like a Jamaican feel to it. Nice. I feel like I'm in Nassau kicking back with a red stripe.
She's not a phrasing Scientologist, is she?
That was a moment with Kevin.
What were you going for there?
Scientist.
Phrasing. Oh, you were going for scientist.
Oh.
Okay. Which doesn't make
Which
sense.
Which would
either.
Suck even if you got it pulled it off correctly.
Even if I said it right, it was dumb.
Yeah, he was talking about Wing there. So she's not a phrasing Scientologist.
Makes
Is Tom Cruise a phrasing Scientologist? I don't know. Okay, let's pick up.
Bean's crazy in that he's a very eloquent guy, but sometimes he struggles with words no matter how simple they are. He just has these words he can't get through, and that's what happens this time.
And now, a moment with Bean.
He's the guy who wrote the Zombie Survival Guide and also the updated Zombie Survival Guide. Now this is where my synapse broke down.
We will play this tape sometime in the future.
That was a moment with Bean.
Kevin,
no idea what I was going for there.
Yeah. Kevin returns to our list.
Yes.
Number 8. Pretty sure ears hear, eyes see, noses smell. Here you go, Kevin.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Because there's something about it that makes you
I'm
enjoy
I'm going to turn it down just to make sure people can't see what I'm listening to. You know, they can't hear it if they pull up to the stoplight or whatever.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Ralph's usually smooth as silk. This is his first appearance on the list. And like I said, he's usually very smooth. Usually, but not always.
And now, a moment with Ralph.
Definitely.
I mean, she'll have an amazing career, right?
A national platform to show off a outworldly charisma and talent.
That was a moment.
I don't remember that one.
That's good.
Yeah, Ralph usually doesn't make too many mistakes. It's kind of funny to hear him. They're not quite as memorable as Kevin's.
You know, sometimes you try to express a figure of speech and it doesn't go too well, Kevin.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
How can he think we're fun to listen to?
I know.
We insult him from the start to the beginning.
That was a long time.
With Kevin.
All the way from the start to the beginning.
That is not as long as I had intended to say.
So, Kev Dog, he didn't have the top one. I'll give you a spoiler here. He didn't have the top of the year, but for quantity, he's always the best.
Were they talking about Rodney or were they talking about Rick Dees in that clip?
I can't remember now, but as always, Kevin came through.
When you have an A-list star like Denzel Washington on your show.
What did I do with Denzel?
You always got to make sure that you really bring your A-game.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
So here's a clip as we wait for Denzel of him talking to the person who's in charge of, you know, who is she? What do you call her? What's the name for her?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He wasn't on the phone yet, though, in my own defense.
I hope he was. I hope he was sitting there listening, and he's like, I'm going to talk to these guys.
He would have hung up if he heard that.
How much would you have paid, Kevin, for somebody to give you the word dispatcher?
Here's the thing. I knew the dispatcher was it, and I knew that most of you knew it.
Yeah.
But we've gotten to the point now where it's funnier for them just to watch me like I'm in a cage.
Yep.
And all of
and
you
they
listening,
know I won't get it.
All of you listening, that happens to all of us, where the word's on the tip of your tongue and you just can't get it out.
Yes.
But like being said at the beginning of this break, you're not in a job where everybody's listening to every word that you say.
I can hear this music every time I talk.
This one's very recent. This is also Kevin at
number four. Come on!
This one's great because Kevin combines shocking levels of enthusiasm with failure, and it's awesome. Here we go.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
You know, I don't even feel crappy. I feel pretty good.
You slept until 8, that's why.
Yeah,
I need to do the Dave plan next time.
What?
I need to do the Dave plan next time. I'm not drunk.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
That was just on Monday.
Yeah.
That was this week.
Yeah.
Even the second time you said it, by the way, it sounded like you were still having problems with it.
Yeah, the Kev Dog overslept one day. Came into work and he couldn't quite say the Dave program right.
Look, what do you want me to say?
Number three is our man Bean.
Yes.
Now, number three!
He loves beautiful girls, especially Asian girls.
Yes.
And
sure
sometimes
do.
Maybe he gets so worked up over them he can't pronounce their names. In this case, with Ariane Celeste.
And now, A Moment with Bean.
That's tomorrow morning on an all new Kevin and Bean show.
Hey, you didn't mention Ariane.
That was A Moment with Bean.
I forgot about that one.
That one made the top three because it's just short and sweet.
That is good.
Mr. Bean is at number two as well.
Number two!
Wow. Keeping the theme of describing Asian women alive, we were talking about Wing, our favorite singer.
Sure.
And I believe we were talking about her most recent Christmas CD. And Bean was trying to put into perspective just how bad a singer she was, and this happened.
And now, A Moment with Bean.
But here's the thing. Yes, she's a terrible singer, and she's a terrible style in the way she, much like this sentence.
That was A Moment with Me.
By the way, you were trying to describe the same thing I was with the scientist. That's phraseology right. Or whatever it is that word is.
We were both trying to explain the same thing and failing.
You know how some people...
Wait, just raise your head.
What is the word?
What?
Is it phrasing?
Her phrasing?
Yeah. Is that what we're
her
trying
to... Her pacing, her timing,
know.
Her style. I understand. There's a lot of things you can say.
Right.
You guys say none of them.
Right.
And I think it's like when you're talking about Wing, maybe it's like how the Lakers play down to their competition when
sure.
they play really bad teams. You hear such horrible singing. You guys just have brain farts all the time. Now, it was hard for that one that we just heard not to be number one.
Yeah.
But Lisa May, you take home the crown.
Yes!
For what reason?
Okay, so Lisa May was number one that year.
Oh, Lisa
I don't think
May.
You can remember because moments with are hard to distinguish what year. Anyone have a guess?
Is it that one we went over? Oh, dang it, I forgot what.
I have a guess.
Go ahead. Okay.
Is it more funnier than they offer up the first one?
That's right. Good job.
Yeah.
First.
It's not me!
So
So Kevin is not in the top three.
Two years in a row, Kevin appears most frequently, but he does not take home the crown of number one. Now, so Lisa, she takes home number one this year because she somehow dismantles all the laws of sound. They have not invented software advanced enough yet to manipulate sound in the way that Lisa does with her pretty mouth. In our number one moment with of 2010, Miss Lisa May, please appreciate.
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
Way funnier if they offer up the first name.
What's your first name?
That was a moment with Lisa May.
It really is like a bad edit.
It sounds like a bad edit, right? But it wasn't edited.
I did that all by myself.
And I also, I think that one gets extra points because Lisa, you know, is angry at us.
you know what I mean?
No, we don't know what you mean because you said our first name.
It would almost be impossible for you to duplicate that. Like, I don't know that you can make your mouth make those sounds again on purpose.
I don't think I could. I can't really skip like that.
So for that, Lisa May, you take home the crown.
Well done, everybody. Well done.
And there you go. That's all the top drops, top viral videos, top everything from 2010. It's kind of a fun way to relive the year.
So that's it
for the flashback. So back to you, Steve.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jen?
The car is coming to her.
Hi.
Do you want to go?
I can do mine.
Definitely.
Now we can go to Eric. He's in Van Nuys. Let's find out what happened here. Hey, Eric, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What happened?
Yeah, Eric.
Yes.
Nicely done.
This is such a money.
Come on.
Damn it.
He got That's Eric a and Santa Monica.
That's a grand slam is what that is.
I feel like an idiot because that entertains me so much, but it does.
I found that little gem. Right?
Yeah, we got to save that for if we ever have Sam on.
Right?
I'd love to have him on.
Hi, Sam. Okay.
Oh, sorry. I like Eddie's freaking beanie. It looks like a morel mushroom almost from here.
Okay. They can hear you.
That's fine.
Okay. Likes your beanie.
Well,
looks
thank
like
you. I appreciate that.
All right. So I'm going to do a best of.
I kind of want one.
Okay.
I put together a mix of all of our favorites from last year at the Internet Roundup, which you can also find online as well.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. Hot Cheetos! I just love hot Cheetos! I love them so much! I love them so much! Crazy, crazy, I get crazy, crazy. When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I love it so much.
I believe that our education, like such as South Africa and Iraq, everywhere like such as.
What?
There's a new way for your kids to get high.
Butt hash. Butt hash.
Hot Cheetos!
Want to sell some coke? Come on, don't be a pussy.
As you know, I do own my own jet. Gas prices are too motherfucking high. Can you believe that I'm actually flying commercial? This is really happening.
I'm going to put these panties in my mouth.
Chocolate rain, butt hash.
Coke.
Tell me you're going to stop.
Yeah, hi there, all good, it's Dimitri. I'm very intelligent, I'm great in bed, I'm a great money, I'm a complete catch. Call me as soon as you have the courage to. Let the romance begin. Let the romance begin.
Butt hash.
This
is MS.
I took my girl a cup because I got mad at my mom. I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things. It's fun to do bad things.
These photos are mine, right?
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Let the romance begin.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy.
Butt hash. I'm giving you an opportunity here.
Can't do it. We'll do it live.
Don't be a pussy.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
That's what she said.
What's your hot lunch?
You are a promise to the pig.
I'll be fine.
That's right.
Eric, why had mayor?
Yeah, Eric.
He climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. Excuse me, he's blind.
What?
If y'all could please send me some oil for my jet, I would truly appreciate it.
Coke. This is funny. Red things.
Panties.
Gas prices.
Toast. Romance.
I can't do it.
In this.
This is funny.
Hey, Jared.
This is really happening.
Yo, what the fuck are you doing?
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I'm not going to
That's right.
Another
anyway, back in 2008, they didn't do the top tens yet.
Yeah.
But they did have this little mashup of this. And so I just thought that was a fun one to bring. And then, you know, when Ralph gets really excited about something, there's an exuberance to it. So here we go.
You know how to clone?
Who doesn't? I saw a thing on late night television. There was a...
Infomercial?
Infomercial, yeah. There's on some sort of kit. Right after the ShamWow. And just before the easy can opener. Money and I were comparing notes on late night television
stuff you bought recently.
Between the two of you, you bought everything. We love infomercials. Do you have the ShamWow, by the way?
No. What is that?
ShamWow's the greatest thing ever, right?
It's unbelievable.
The greatest?
Wait a minute. What's
product
that?
Ever. And it's made in Germany.
Is it better than the snifter?
They make good stuff in Germany.
What's the ShamWow and why is it important?
The ShamWow is like a chamois cloth.
Right.
But it absorbs like 900% its own weight in fluid.
Okay.
So if you spill something...
I know how Mike is using his, but how are you using yours?
So if you spill something on your carpet, you put the ShamWow down, you just step on it, sucks all the moisture right out of your carpet.
Same with a towel or anything else?
No.
Not even close?
Not even close.
I'm not kidding. You buy a ShamWow, you will sit in your house and pour stuff on it going, whoa!
You'll go, wow!
It absorbs that much stuff.
Are you guys aware you're talking about the ShamWow? I could not be more passionate about a product than I am the ShamWow.
Ralph, may I ask a question in all seriousness? As a man who is puppy trading all the dogs in the world, do I need a ShamWow?
More than you could possibly imagine. It's the most useful implement for puppy training.
All right, I'm going to get one today.
It soaks up all kinds of amazing. You cut it in half. You use part as a bath mat because it absorbs the moisture right off your legs when you step out and it stays dry. You can use it to dry your car or anything else when you're washing your car or your ATV or your boat.
Wow. I'm with you.
ShamWow.
Kevin's the hater here. He's not trying to improve the world like you are.
He does not appreciate the magic of the ShamWow.
You know how much money you save on paper towels with the ShamWow?
No, I don't. Washable. It's reusable.
Reusable?
It's amazing.
And this is showbiz.
Well, we've kind
is
of
veered
off.
Is it on TV?
It's on TV?
Yeah, it's on TV.
It's on TV.
There you go.
That guy picked up that stuff off the carpet
on TV.
So what if someone in New Orleans had the ShamWow when Katrina hit? Could they have just taken care of that? They could have just taken care of that in like 1 minute,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. They could have stuffed one half of a ShamWow in a broken levee. It would have sucked up all of Katrina.
Wow, that would have been useful.
That's what I'm telling you. Brownie with FEMA should have had those down there. Just airlift me a case of ShamWows. That's all you had to say.
Let's make Wow Down a new song about it.
About ShamWows.
Wow Down.
Maybe you guys can do the next infomercial.
Wow Down.
Producer Alex, we need the guys who make the ShamWow on tomorrow morning show.
I would like to talk to the guy who does the commercial for the ShamWows because he's nuts. He's got like one of those Janet Jackson headphone microphones on. And he's like, okay, look, here's what you're doing. Look, for the next 20 minutes, you're going to, I can't do this all day. Look, I'm giving this, and look, now, 400% of its own fluid. And he talks, it's like he's on crack.
Alex just said in my headphones, have we given up? I think the answer to that is absolutely.
Listen, you mock, but
yes,
when I
have.
Introduce you to the ShamWow and you own the product, it will It will change your life. You'll be
Kevin
a new man.
Now I kind of want one.
Kevin, I'm not interested.
Bean will get a shame. Kevin will. Kevin throws away paper towels just to throw them away.
Yeah, exactly.
He's right. Playing basket, shooting hoops.
Kevin will wipe his butt with the ShamWow. he'll use it once and toss it. He doesn't deserve the ShamWow.
Wow, now I want it.
No, you can't have it now.
Kevin, you didn't think you were going to like the device that chills a can of soda 30 seconds.
I
remember,
didn't think
but
it would
you
work.
Love that.
I didn't think it would work.
That's the best.
See?
But and then when you take it out of the instant chiller, it's got condensation on it. You take a ShamWow and you just wipe it.
How many giant spills do you have in your house? I mean, how often do you go to the ShamWow?
Anytime there's a spill.
How many times is that?
You ever wash your car? Well, you don't know. But when Linus washes your car, he could use that. It would dry your car. You know how hard it is to wash your car?
He has to lick it.
He has to lick the moisture off?
Yeah.
You can dry a car in literally a couple minutes. That's how powerful the ShamWow is.
All right. Good.
There's so many uses.
Milo Ventimiglia is in the next room.
We're not going to have time for today. I'm sorry. We ate up Milo's time.
I bet you Milo would like to have the power of the ShamWow as one of his many powers on Heroes.
Too powerful.
It's maybe too powerful. You probably couldn't
handle it. Can't control it?
Yeah. Just saying, the ShamWow is an excellent, excellent product. And they're not paying me for this either. This is just from my heart.
That's great.
Read that email. Just came in.
Right, what's it say?
ShamWow
frickin' rules. I washed my car with that this weekend. Streak free, bitches. Your loyal listener and fellow infomercial enthusiast, Sal. There you go. Giving you his unsolicited, wholehearted endorsement.
All right.
Yeah, they're coming in like crazy. The business line ringing off the hook.
Is there any way we can move on from this?
ShamWow!
All I know is my Christmas shopping is done for the cast and crew of the Kevin and Bean Show. I just realized. Today's celebrity birthdays. Joaquin Phoenix is 34 years old today. Julia Roberts turns 41. Andy Richter is 42. Lauren Holly turns 45 years old today. Microsoft founder Bill Gates is 53. And Dennis Franz, my old co-star from NYPD Blue. Unfortunately, I spent too much time talking about the ShamWow. So we'll have to hold up. Next hour, I'll bring you Kevin's interview with Dennis Franz. If you've never heard it before, you won't want to miss it.
Not worth it.
I'm Ralph.
Okay, so here's the funny thing. Milo Ventimiglia was the next segment, right? He comes on and he's telling me, I've got a ShamWow in my car. So it was a fun one.
Yeah, I liked it when would talk about infomercials. Yeah, you're right. He would get very excited and buy a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Did you guys ever have a ShamWow?
The eggy,
that's right. I was just thinking that.
No, he never had a ShamWow.
No, yeah, me neither. He still does that.
Has anybody ever had a snowblow?
Is that like a euphemism?
Yeah, right?
It's the new thing. It's a battery-operated snowblower. Snow job.
Okay, yeah, okay. So
let me start the roundup.
Let's get this party started.
Nailed it.
Ow, 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 ow.
You get it. When you want her to promote your podcast, we got it.
Say hello to happy goodbye to the blue
Janky podcast.
Let's start with the Ralph report. This year, they are saying goodbye to having gods on the show.
It is Friday, December 17th, year of our goddess Lilith 2021.
All hell, Lilith?
Nope. See you, Lilith. Hit the bricks. We're done with your spooky ass.
Later.
You later, Gator.
Miserably.
We're going godless next year.
I hope so.
We're going back to just being atheistic or what's
science-based podcast.
Science-based, just no more worshiping nothing. No how, no way.
So, yeah, going godless just like God intended. They did Shizmu, then they did Lilith. Mm. And Shizmu they fired because of 2020. And then Lilith is like 2020 sucks still, so that's just... Ralph talked about this story that I don't think a lot of podcasts talked about, and it basically reminded me of the early Christmas CDs for Kevin and Bean. Actually, there were Christmas cassettes.
I wonder if O.J. Simpson's going to go back to his greatest hits.
Oh, no.
He is now a free man. I don't know if you saw this or not, but his parole was ended early this week.
Oh, so he's all done.
He is free and clear. Wow. He is now free to go out there and hunt down the real murderer.
Really find him this time.
I hope he's able, because now he can leave the state of Nevada where he was in prison for holding a guy up to steal his own sports memorabilia back, if you remember.
That's right. For Christmas, the juice is loose. How the juice stole Christmas, no toys for OJ, all that stuff just made me think of those old cassettes.
I still have that.
That right? Do you? I want a copy. Can I get a copy of that?
I think they're all up on the archive.
Ooh. Oh, that could be.
I'm pretty sure I don't know all of them, but there's quite a large amount of the albums and songs on the archive. Yay, Stockdale!
So we were talking about Ralph liking infomercials. So this weekend on Sex U, Ralph tried the Baldo.
Oh, God.
Balls.
Ow.
No. No. Mm-mm. No, it's not going to happen.
Balls.
All right, they did their worst Christmas songs, and this was Eddie's.
It's one of the newer ones. It's that Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani one.
Oh, God bless you, sir.
I fucking hate that song.
It's awful. It's
so bad.
Shining on us too, I want to thank you, baby. You make it feel like Christmas.
It's so cloying and saccharine sweet.
And they're just sitting there gushing over each other. You're like, shut up.
So Lindsay disagrees.
Why do you hate love, first of all? And second of all, like how many, agreed, dog, how many original Christmas songs even exist anymore? Like, at least they're doing that, and it's catchy. Honestly, why do you hate love, Eddie and Ralph?
It's like something molasses all over your glasses. With something passes, I don't know. That's what I heard.
Right, I thought that was.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyhow, Ralph had his worst Xmas song. Can you guess? Anybody?
Christmas rapping.
Now I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
My least favorite Christmas song. It's no secret. We've talked about it on this show many, many, many times. This one literally makes me angry. Literally. It's the opposite of its intention.
You need to take a drink?
If I'm supposed to feel the Christmas spirit, I get angry when this comes on.
Come on!
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, no, she stepped on the landmine. Oh, I feel bad.
I like that song.
So fucking annoying. No. Everything about it, from the...
Makes you happy.
Like that circus sideshow sound.
It's a little girl.
She's awful. She's awful little girl.
I like that one.
And hippos are the deadliest creatures in the jungle.
Yeah.
And I hope it snaps her head off.
So there's a... good sensible reaction to that song.
So it's funny. So in like my mid late 20s, instead of sending Christmas cards, I would make Christmas CDs and send them out. Okay, so for you youngins out there in the mid late 90s, the internet is not what it is today. You cannot find everything everywhere all the time. So you really had to dig to search and find some stuff. And so it was a song that I just happened to find randomly and put it on the Christmas CDs that I sent to friends. And so it's not that awful. It's not like the 12 days of Christmas.
Did they stop being your friends afterwards?
The 12 days of Kevin are amazing, but the 12 days of Christmas, not so much. I'm just saying. Mm. Oh, really? That is amazing, by the way. That's been so fun to follow.
All right. Next is great news with Mike and Kevin. They did a drone surfing granny.
Holy shit. Today, I'm going to fly a human drone.
Training day part one. Are you excited?
It's time to take off.
Sure you want to do it, Granny? You sure you want to do this, Granny? Come on.
All right, hold up. Question. It sounded like the drone was starting to go down. Like there was some kind of clashing and the blades were hitting each other and Grandma and Nana lost it that day.
Maybe that's the part of the video they edited out.
Have we checked on her to make sure she's all right?
Yeah, she's a headstone now. But
looking at this video, I don't think it's real, but at least the granny's very enthusiastic. They continued talking about her at the very close of the show.
Or the air surfing granny.
Right. Who I love so much. That's my new favorite human being.
Would you bang her?
I mean, she's taking a drone ride. She's a wild woman, right?
She's a party.
She's a wild woman.
Yeah. I would do it if she wanted me to.
She's a crazy person in bed.
I would wreck her on the drone as we're flying through the air.
I'm going to suggest she would wreck you on the drone.
Probably true.
So yes, another feel-good story from Great News with Kevin and Mike.
Once again, Kevin and Mike, true romantics.
True romantics. Going over to Janky Town, episode 68. One away from 69, and then they'll have that big meetup at episode 69 with the live recording. Can't wait.
No more of those excuses. Time's up for those delays. Let's help each other through this severe pandemic phase. So you better not wait. Please listen to me. Let's all vaccinate. One shot is free. Omicron is coming to town. Too soon to tell is how it'll work. But now at the time to act like a jerk.
Yeah.
So yeah, nice little tune to start the show, but of course it confused Beer Mug.
Oh yeah.
So correct me if I'm wrong.
Good morning.
Did that say Omar Khan is coming to town?
No. No. It said Omicron.
Oh, all right.
It did sound like Omicron. No, he is not coming to town. No, he will not be coming to town.
So sadly, still no Omar Khan coming to town.
Oh, that's all right.
And then they talked about immunity building routines, things that they do to build up their immunity. And here's Beer Mug's. And this one I think was really good. I think I'll follow this one.
Are you doing any of that?
No. Nope.
Are you doing anything to boost your immunity?
Just Taco alcohol, Bell and Panda Taco Express. Taco Bell, marijuana. Maybe marijuana might help, but no. And I'm trying to get as little sleep as possible. But
oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good for your body.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Yes, that works. I can attest to that being an incredible routine.
That's my New Year's resolution.
Over at the Cupertino chat, Edwin called in about the sad songs.
Woke up today, a little bit of a scratchy throat, you know, got a little bit of a cold coming on. It's Friday, a little bit run down from the week. And then you guys played sad songs. Thank you so much. All I'm saying is that's the way to end your week. Driving down the street now, I'm just saying there's a power pole coming up. I'm thinking maybe if I speed up a little bit, turn into it, might be a good idea.
Calling from Pittsburgh. Dude, fuck you guys. Fuck you guys so hard in the goat ass. How dare you play those songs while I'm trying to make my kids peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that are now half tears. Half of their sandwiches are full on tears. Thank you for that. Bye-bye.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I am on my way to work, goddammit, crying like a little bitch.
So yeah, there's Edwin and a couple other teabaggers.
But that was pretty bad. I mean, it was, what, 5 of the saddest songs for each of them? So they're like 10 total?
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
That's not the way to start your day, Bean.
Yeah.
They should have had the suicide prevention hotline at the beginning and end of that segment.
They sponsored that.
Yeah. Okay, Allie was sitting in her house, and she heard a strange noise, and she thinks it's a chipmunk, but it turned out to be something else.
Bean. Bean.
See.
So I wake up, I'm having coffee, I'm sitting there. All of a sudden I hear,
wait,
the sounds of what I imagined was a chipmunk.
I was going to say, is Charlie the chipmunk living in your house now? It's what it sounded like.
So I immediately freeze and I'm looking around and it stops. And I'm like, oh shit, I heard it. I heard it. Oh my God. When people came in last night, was the door open too long? Charlie snuck in.
Right?
Is there a chipmunk in my house?
She later found out Mike Catherwood snuck into her house and has been living there for the past week and a half. Moving on. Here's that sound again. That's a wonderful sound. Anyhow, Bean talked about all the celebrity deaths that happened at the beginning of December. And it was kind of odd because none of them were caused by him.
There have been 4 big stars that have died in the last few days.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm very upset by all of them. They were all within 3 or 4 years of 80. So Michael Nesmith was one that hit a lot of people hard. Anne Rice passed away. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes.
The author of Interview with a Vampire. Then there was And I'm embarrassed to say that I did not know as much of his music as I should have, because I've been listening to a lot of it this week, along with the tributes to the great Vicente Fernandez, mm-hmm. who was the king of ranchera music.
I'm going to tell you right now, every Latina grandmother is in mourning right now. Like, yeah. this is the man. This is probably, yes. I would say, the biggest of all Hispanic singers. Yeah.
Yes. None of those deaths were caused by him. He also didn't mention the fourth one was the guy from Tavares. But I have a question for you guys. Did we cause Vicente Fernandez's death? Prior to this, we had an episode with the King of Mexico, and I used this music.
Dave, the King of Mexico?
And that is the famous El Rey by Vicente Fernandez.
Oh no,
the are we taking his powers? Course. Is this going to be something that we're going to carry now no. as the quitters never give up?
I don't think so. I hope not. That's Bean's thing. Let Bean have it.
Yeah, that's Bean one is, for us and like a million for Bean.
Bean has transferred his powers onto us.
I think so. I think that's
no.
Maybe we should stop talking about Bean. I mean, he wants to live past 80.
Right.
So. All right. That's a podcast roundup. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Have a great new year.